This is Arts Eclectic, spotlighting arts in Austin. I'm Michael Lee.
Ivy fell, and she 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 fell.
Earlier this year, Brian Beatty released Ivy and the Wicker Suitcase, an album and storybook featuring an all-star cast and artwork by his wife, Valerie Fowler. On November 8th, he'll present a live version of Ivy on stage at the Stateside at the Paramount Theater. Joined by most of the original cast, including his former Glass Eye bandmates Scott Marcus and Kathy McCarty.
It's basically a mythic adventure of a 10-year-old girl in Austin, Texas in 1938 who falls into the underworld. Everyone from the album except for Daniel Johnston. Daniel Johnston on the record plays the big boss, the lord of the underworld. But instead of Daniel, we're getting Gary Chester, who plays in Pong and plays in Ed Hall.
And everyone else that's on the record is going to be in the production. So I get to play Celia Weyer, who is sort of a abandoned mother.
Oh, I'm Org. He's just your run-of-the-mill demon that flies around in the underworld.
He's also a cowboy.
He used to be a cowboy when he was alive.
When he was alive, he used to be a cowboy.
James Hand plays Ivy's father, and it made everything twice as good to get James Hand.
Things are looking really good because we're using a lot of Valerie's artwork for the projections.
Yeah.
It's like projections of the drawings.
It's a big screen projecting the smaller art that will be cranked along these long spools of artwork, and that'll be projected as a backdrop.
Every time I get confused and think, how are we going to do a theatrical production, I calm down and I think, what would the Little Rascals do? If a bunch of six-year-old kids can pretend they're putting on shows and it looks easy, why can't we do it?
Your grandpa built this house with his own hands.
Ivy and the Wicker Suitcase will be on stage at the Stateside at the Paramount Theater Saturday, November 8th. For more details, visit our website, kut.org. For Arts Eclectic on KUT, I'm Michael Lee.